Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Booyah. Coming to you once again for I don't know the how manyth time, maybe the seventh, eighth, dozenth time, from the Improv in Tempe, Arizona. It's so funny, I was standing in the back looking at these tall stools, and that's what they look like from the back. And now that I'm sitting on one, they're just chairs. I always ask very specifically for tall stools with backs, and they're like, chairs have backs. Let's just give them four of those. But they really did look like stools to me from the very back, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on today, you guys. somebody, not me, thought that the ASU game wouldn't be a problem. Oh, it starts at noon. It'll be over in time. Yeah, it's over, and that's why it's a problem. Because it just fucking ended. Thank you guys for making it here. I don't know if you noticed, but we removed some chairs from the stage. Yeah, some of my guests didn't make it, which is pretty rare. Usually they make it, but the traffic is just so bad out there. And then I hope, was parking okay? Like, when I got here at like 3-something, they weren't letting anybody into this parking lot. But now they are. You guys were able to park here and everything. Okay. That's good. We were telling the guys, parking guys down the street, I've got a show. And they're like, where? What are you talking about? Yeah, this club's cleverly hidden. So anyway, thank you for getting in here. And we started, I like to start 10 minutes late on a 4:20 show because I got something to do at 4:20. But today, because of all the traffic, and congratulations to ASU for winning, for anybody who cares about that. Yeah, a few of you. I didn't think a lot of you would, because you clearly said, who cares about the fucking game? I'm going to Doug Loves Movies. It's Saturday, November 10th, 2018, and the weather's still warm here. Thank you for that. So I want to see some hot name tags. Oh, yeah. Wow. There is every potential size and kind of name tag. We've got a hand-drawn situation over there. What is that? Some Like It, Scott. And it's me, and who's the guy? That's Jeff Tate in the hat. And then you. Not in a hat, even though you do have one on right now. So you didn't draw it from the mirror today. How often do you draw your own face? Because that's a good drawing of you. Stand up and show everybody how good you are at drawing you. You were an art major in college. You had to do something with it. Thank God Doug Loves Movies came along so you could share your artwork. Well, good job and good luck. We've got Hannibal instead of Hannibal. I like that. Wait, are you just figuring that out? Wait, what did you put that on? That is a really sturdy situation. You got the flaps on it that you can hang on to? Damn, you should teach a course. Gorillas in the Misty. You had to do it, didn't you, Misty? There was no other options. Being Omar Malkovich? You had options. I would have gone with the Tom Cruise classic, Omar and Away. But great job, everybody. Ooh, there's a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Thank you for doing that, and good luck being chosen. I've got to do some Doug plugs. This Tuesday, November 13th, Doug Loves Movies is back at its original home, the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue, at 9:30 p.m. And then next Saturday, November 17th, Doug Loves Movies is back at the home of Eddie the Eagle, the American Comedy Company. I don't know why we have to go there to hear that. You can hear it right here. That's in Sweet Home San Diego, also at 420, probably 430. And the big crazy 12 Guests of Christmas shows are coming up in New York City at the Gramercy on November 25th and 26th, and Largo in Los Angeles on December 2nd and 3rd. Ooh, and just added, holiday taint shows in Irvine, California, and Austin, Texas. For all of my dates, deets, and links, oh my, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Wait, who added crackle, crackle, and why? What does that have to do with anything?
Big J.
Big J says crackle, crackle? What does that got to do with me? He's been on the show twice. He said dirty things. Wait, which Big J? Oakerson? Yeah, I know another one. If your name is Jay, you probably are big. I don't know what that means. I'll tell you about what I brought for the prize bag once we get everybody else out here, because we do have three guests, one of whom was prevailed in a game of Last Man Stanton against all other audience members. Omar was there at the Stand Up Live the other night, and he was the only one who brought a name tag. So he won by default, but he seems like a great guy. Please, Tempe, Arizona, give it up for Pete Corielli, Tony Weinstock, and Jeff Tate. Yeah, you could have just moved that one stool, Jeff. Yeah, no, but they're not using it, so you could have just... Well, now you don't have to
Jesus, just fucking come sit down. We've got a show to do here.
Let's meet them individually, starting with first time guest on the show. Just flew while you were performing last night here in Phoenix. It's Pete Corralley, everybody.
Thank you. This is fate. For so many more reasons than you know. I wanted to show you my license before the show, bro. On top of everything else, my birthday is 420.
What?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I've, you know, over the years I've known you and I thought, he's kind of like Hitler.
I know.
Right?
That's
Doesn't
a
that
one.
Suck that that's Hitler's birthday?
I know. Every year somebody brings that up too.
Of course they do.
I mean, I'm in my early 40s. I'm in my late 40s. You Google that shit, 48. But but people still go every year, hey, did you know Hitler was born on April 20th? Like, no, that has never come up in 48 years. You're the first one to mention that.
Now I feel bad for bringing it up. But I always try to beat people to it because, you know, 420, like you say, is my holiday. And, you know, I don't want Hitler to ruin it. He's ruined enough. Am I right?
Yeah.
All right. So Pete... You're over all the way over in Phoenix, a stone's throw away at the Stand Up Live, performing all weekend, including tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, and yes. And are you having fun over there?
A stone's throw away when there's no football game going on. When there's a football game, it's...
Right. Well, thank you for getting out of the car and walking here.
Yes, that's what I did.
Just to make
it. I know.
It. I really appreciate that.
I lived in New York City for 20 years. I'm walking. I thought I was gonna get bit by a rattlesnake. I'm crossing over the fucking railroad over there. I'm sorry, dude. We not curse on the show. I apologize.
Yeah, you can fucking curse. Oh. And. Yeah, shit. And there's fucking snakes all over Rural Road. It's named for it. This is a city, you guys. Fucking get it
no,
together.
No, there was dirt by the railroad tracks. They would be anywhere. That's where they'd be.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And I hope you have a good time. Are you good at movie trivia? Do you like that sort of thing?
I like movies, and I think I'll do pretty good, yes.
Oh, all right. Gauntlet thrown down, because the gentleman sitting to your left, not only is it his first time on the show, the other night when he won his seat on the show, it was just because he was the only participant. And
win by default.
Yeah. Jeff and I both knew more, what was it?
Harrison Ford
movies. And but he's still here. Because he was the only person who brought a name tag. He changed Hereditary into Hereditony, and it was beautiful. And let's hear it from you guys. His name is Tony Weinstock.
Hey, thank you.
Tony.
Hey.
What do you do for a living, Tony?
I'm a medical student.
How do you make money at that?
Through the federal government.
Very nice. And are you, what is this, is this a busy time of year for you studies-wise? I mean, are you, so you're really helping us out by being here. You should be, you know, cracking the books.
I could, but, you know, enzymes and shit, you know.
Oh, yeah, I get you. Enzymes and shit.
There goes my enzyme joke.
Fucking enzymes is why I didn't go to medical school. I was like, oh, there's going to be enzymes? Forget it.
It's all there is to
Where
it.
Do we hear that word normally? Like in, it's in commercials for laundry detergent, right?
Yeah, like cleaners and stuff like that.
Yeah. I guess I know more science than I thought.
Just a little.
All right, well, thank you for being here. You told us the other night you're terrible at movie trivia.
Oh, awful.
So you'll be the spoiler between Pete and Jeff Tate, everybody. Shucks. Sorry, Pete, this happens all the time. You know, he's not on the show every time, and they still chant his name when he's not even there. I mean, look at his pants and his purse and his tattoos and his hoodie and try not to love him. I fucking dare you.
It's impossible. I wanted to hug him backstage, just hanging out. He's like huggable. Just the most likable.
He's very huggable.
Yeah.
Total teddy bear.
I've built my whole look around a Build-A-Bear franchise. My whole persona is a Build-A-Bear situation.
But does everybody come up to you and go, hey, casual Santa, don't you need to get to work?
December's next month.
That's it. You're Santa on Casual Friday.
I'm the boss. Right? I don't make the toys. The elves make the toys. And when they say, they don't call me, they say Casual Santa when I'm not around. When I am around, it's Cash Sant. Right? Because that's how casual I am.
And dwarves like to keep words short.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, my birthday is the same day as Sam Elliott. Is that what we're doing?
What?
Yes.
Nice. I have the same birthday as Sam Elliott. He was Hitler.
Tax day.
You're the same day as tax day. Yeah. Sam Elliott, so I guess.
It's a good birthday.
Yeah, I win.
Okay, I'm going to do I want to do my Sam Elliott impression now. I just thought of it. This is Sam Elliott. I do short impressions. This is Sam Elliott realizing he has a flat tire.
Nailed it.
Thanks.
This is what he said when I told him we had the same birthday. He said, oh, like that. And I was like, that's how you say it. And that beef commercial, that was cool as shit. He goes, oh.
It's what's right. For dinner. I can't even begin to get as deep as he is.
Oh, he's amazing. He's a one-of-a-kind talent. Sam Elliott, gone too soon.
He's alive. He's in A Star Is Born. And Bradley Cooper's just doing an impression of him.
That's what I meant, from A Star Is Born. He's only there for the beginning, and then he leaves. He's gone too soon. From A Star Is Born. He didn't let me finish.
Sounds about right.
So shout out to Andrew Schultz, who was going to be here, but didn't make it because traffic between the airport and here was too much. I know. I told him you could get here late, but no. Just not showing up. Do you know that guy?
No.
Good. I'm sure he's very nice. He said, you know, I asked him to do the show. He's headlining later tonight here at the Tempe Improv, and he said he could do it. But, you know, I get it. You fly all the way from the East Coast. You sit in ASU traffic. You just want to give up. He's got shows to do tonight, you know, and he might be one of those comics that prepares for his shows.
Well, now you're making it sound like I just run up there and grab the mic and a beer.
Yeah, right?
Pretty
just
much.
Get up and start talking. Let's find out what happens. But anyway, I'll try to have him on the show some other time, and I appreciate that he said yes. It just doesn't have any follow through. And then, and also shout out to Chad Zumach, who I've known for a while, and I didn't know he was going to be in town. And for the last few days, he's been talking about, I'm going to be there. If you need somebody, I'll fill in. I'll jump up there. I'm your man. I'm Chad Zumach. And then I've been texting him for the last 20, 30 minutes, and nope, he's not coming. Yeah, ASU Sun Devils are a powerful force.
You don't want to fuck around with the devil. Don't you know anything?
Playing with fire.
All right, guys, let's talk prize bag. I brought some stuff. Everybody brought some stuff. Jeff, what do you got?
I got a little bitty pipe from the fine people at Poke Bowl. They sent me two. So one of them I'm giving to you, and this one is for scratch your back, comb your beard.
Right? I think you can reach your own beard. I don't think you need that thing, really. Does it feel good?
Well, it feels, I mean, it definitely feels less.
What are you saying? If a second party has the scratchy thing, it feels better? When someone else does it to you? Jeff, get somebody to scratch your beard with that thing.
I mean,
Omar will do it.
All right, buddy.
Wait, is that Omar?
Yeah.
Wow, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. It's a gentleman in the front row called you Gorillas in the Mist. It's funny, but it's not right.
It kind of seemed like something they did back in the day, didn't it? Like the rich people just sat back and let other people rake my beard.
Stroke my beard.
Feed me grapes.
Yes, grapes and beard stroke.
That was on a list of things you never thought you'd be doing tonight, sir, huh?
I actually thought he would, that I was going to compare it to this, to his hand. Ah. Which, now that I'm thinking about it, would have been so much worse.
Omar, you can cross that off your bucket list and also throw away the bucket list because it's terrible if that's on your bucket list. Thank you, Jeff. What do you got for us there, Tony?
I have a couple things. I worked on a feature film way back in the day, and this is a prop license plate from it called got Patty on it, so hopefully our winner is Patty today.
What was the movie?
It was called The Reasonable Bunch originally, but it was changed to Another Happy Day.
When you said Reasonable Bunch, I thought, but they changed it to The Deplorables.
They're like a calmer version of The Wild Bunch.
Yeah. Another Happy Day is what it's called?
Yeah, yeah.
And people can see this movie?
I think it's still on Netflix.
See this plate in it?
I think so.
Okay.
It's either on Netflix or Amazon Prime, one of those two.
All right.
This is a shirt back from the producer's chair. I stole that guy. And now it can be yours. Then I have a bumper sticker for the American Turd Association.
Oh, man. I should have went first. He's got a lot of stuff.
I'm going hard, buddy.
Shit.
This is
the ATA does a lot of great work, you guys.
The perfect nonprofit. This is a stocking from the Richmond Tigers in the Australian Football Association.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so this is supposed to be like a Christmas thing, but sports also?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just can't, I'm Jewish, so I can't really use it.
Yeah, but you could abuse it.
And then my final prize is a paper crown with a Doug Loves
Movies. Oh, I like it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking wear this thing.
Go for it, buddy.
Pete, what do you got for us?
Oh, man, not 10 things. In my defense, backstage, Doug goes to me, what prize did you bring?
Yeah.
I go,
did I mention you have to bring a prize?
Yeah. I go, you didn't tell me to bring a prize. Oh, well, I thought I tweeted it to you today. I go, even if you did, you think I brought prizes in my suitcase? I've been here since yesterday.
There's so many great places to shop at the airport, Pete.
You want me to shop for the show?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have time to shop, but luckily enough, this kind club gave me to give away this fantastic mug and two VIP tickets to a future show. And Doug Benson promised to sign this glass to whoever wins. So you also will have a signed Doug Benson glass.
Yeah, you got it.
You look very regal, Doug.
Yeah. It's already being signed. It's already better than that Australian stocking thing.
All right. I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And, sure. And, exciting. Some Doug Loves Movies stickers. Four of them, because I made too many of them. And, oh, this is neat. I ate at Spinelli's Pizza today, and they gave me a fanny pack.
Nice.
If you guys haven't been to Spinelli's, this isn't an ad. They're not paying me to say this, but the pepperoni knots, if you haven't had those, you're not living right. I mean, unless if you don't eat meat, I guess you can just get a cheese knot, but it's just a knot of dough with delicious cheese and pepperoni in it, and it's so good. And I get that every time I come to the town called Tempe. And I was just in Las Vegas, did a Doug Loves Movies at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio, and then, of course, this was in my hotel room, Las Vegas Magazine. Yeah.
Nice.
Good magazine.
See, Pete, that's why I don't worry too much about making sure that you know about the prize bag, because it's just a bunch of garbage anyway. But it's garbage from us that came from the heart, and that back scratcher, that's going to bring you hours of pleasure if you have an Omar in your life. So somebody's going to win all that, but we're going to get to that a little bit later in the show, because before we do, I have a question that, before we do the games, I have a question I'd like to ask everybody, starting with Jeff. You know the question, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I believe I already told you, Sam Elliott.
Let me double check. What male movie star would you make love to? Yep. That's the question. Good answer.
Good
Tony.
That's a tough one.
Oh, Jeff, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw The Girl with the Spider Tattoo today.
You did today?
Yeah.
It's like you did homework.
Well, I mean, I didn't think of it like that. I wouldn't have done it if I had thought of it like that.
And did you like it?
Yeah. She's like a Batman now, so it's a little different than the other one. But, I mean, Batman's cool.
She's like a Batman?
Yeah, she's just like a
vigilante. Do people like signal her to come and kill dudes?
I mean, they text her. It's like a bat.
This just in on the bat text.
Yeah, yeah. Her phone has a red case.
I could just see Christian Bale like pulling his phone out of the bat suit. Oh, hang on, I got something I gotta go do.
It says, you see the ID, the caller ID says Commissioner Gordon. He's like, oh no. Decline.
Yeah, he puts it, as he puts his back in his pocket, he grumbles, they got a bat signal, fucking use it.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Why is he texting me?
I don't have unlimited minutes.
Now, you saw that at the Centerpoint AMC?
Yes.
Where the seats, they got a button, you can recline?
Oh, all the way, almost.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you? Did you stay awake through the whole thing?
I stayed awake through the whole thing, but I could have fell asleep. Like, I had to sit myself up a couple times. Because there's a lot of it where you're like, you are all the way back. And
yeah, you could just lay flat.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's why I sit real close, too. So then I'm looking up at it. Oh, man. Right, but it was a pretty cool movie. I prefer the mystery of the first one or the books or whatever as opposed to the spider stuff in this one. But anyway, Bohemian Rhapsody, 5 stars. I give Bohemian Rhapsody 5 stars. It wasn't the last movie I saw. I can't lie. If I could have lied, I would have only said Bohemian Rhapsody.
But the truth is boring me.
Yeah, so Bohemian Rhapsody is what I saw for real.
Tony, what was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw was Zama.
Zama?
Yeah, Z-A-M-A.
Was it formerly called The Reasonable Ones?
Yes. No, it's a Spanish movie. It's on Amazon Prime. It's pretty good. It's got great cinematography.
Wait, when you're like taking a break from learning all this medical shit, you're like, I'm going to relax with subtitles?
Oh, you know it, bud.
Oh my God.
I
want to
read more.
Yeah, and it also, is it a heavy movie?
No, it's pretty surreal, though.
Oh, yeah? What happens in it?
Really surreal things.
Probably nothing.
Oh, man. There was actually a whole lot of nothing, you're right. Yeah.
If your seat could lay flat while you're watching it, would you stay awake through the whole thing?
No.
Yeah. That's all I need to know about movies from
now
on.
That's your gauge right now.
If you're able to stay awake while laying down. Because those theaters, they tripped me out. I slipped through The Amazing Spider-Man Part 2. It wasn't good, as it turned out. But I had a nice nap. Pete, what was the last movie you saw? Do you watch movies on planes?
No, not on planes, I don't.
You it's just funny crash out when you're on the plane?
Well, I'll read or some other stuff, but I won't watch movies on a plane. But then what I'll do is, if someone's watching a movie across the aisle from me,
right?
I'll watch that
just
whole
fucking
movie
stare
with no
at
sound
it.
Like that.
And I'm like,
I should watch that. I should actually put that on my TV. And I'm like, I'll just watch his shit the whole time. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, what you're really drawn to it. It's like the TV's, you know, sports. You know, you don't even care about the game that's on in a bar, but you'll just watch the TV that's got it on. You just stare at those things. So what was the last movie you actually saw?
I got a five-year-old daughter, and coincidentally enough, a couple of days ago, we watched for the first time old classic Harry and the Hendersons.
Whoa! People love that movie.
That is a beauty. What a movie. You know, I forgot there's a storyline, too. It's not just a hairy animal. The family's falling apart. They're not in touch anymore. You know what I mean? Harry brought them back together.
He really brought them back together. Element that they needed.
Yes, absolutely.
A good lesson from that movie, yeah.
Well, 100%. Make sure when you hit something and think it's dead, that it's dead.
A lot of movies are about that.
Is it sad at the end, though?
No, because
or bittersweet.
Harry, well, he had a family. Remember, they all turn around. You didn't realize they were standing there to begin with at the end when Harry's saying goodbye to the whole family. And you just think they think it's all just Harry turns and leaves, and then all of a sudden, what you thought were bushes turn around, and it's his family. And
what?
And you're like, he's back with his family.
I do not remember that.
Yeah, what do you think? Harry just walked through the woods crying by himself? They're like, beat it.
Yeah, I thought it was sad that he just like had to leave the people who had cool things, and he had to go back out into the wilderness, had to hide from cameras.
Are you?
You know
serious?
What I mean? Yeah. Fucking Sasquatch is busy hiding from things, from people.
I know, but if you see the end of this movie, you'll be amazed at how easy it is for them to hide. I mean, there was a whole scene. I had no idea they were standing there.
I am.
Where'd that Sasquatch go? Where'd that bush come from?
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable, man.
You're never gonna look at bushes the same way.
Yeah. No way. I'm always gonna look for the Sasquatch in the bush. I know, that sounds dirty, but I meant it more like a game in a magazine in a dentist's office. Find the Sasquatch in this bush. You guys are still giggling at it. This is a 21 and over show, isn't it? Okay, what was the last movie I saw, Jeff?
It was Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
That's right. We saw the 4K restoration last night at the Alamo Drafthouse here in town. Yeah, that's a neat.
Yeah.
It's a neat theater. It's always fun to go to an Alamo Drafthouse, and you got one here now, so that's cool. And
you gotta sit straight up though, like you got something to prove.
And they showed Judgment Day, T2, and the day it opened, I felt this way, and I still feel this way now. It's a great movie, but that fucking kid with that Hasta La Vista Baby stuff, I mean, that was dated immediately. And now I watch it with somebody who's never seen it before and wonder, you know, like, I mean, you must just find this insufferable that this kid's got a killing machine is teaching it to say Hasta La Vista. He says it like it's something everybody says.
You don't?
I don't. Only when I'm quoting that movie. What's the other ones he says? You got to tell people to chill out, man.
Yeah, no problemo. Why do you cry?
No problemo. He teaches a fucking killing machine to say no problemo. And then from the very beginning of the movie, Edward Furlong is a delinquent. He's ignoring his foster parents. He's stealing shit out of bank machines. He's a fucking delinquent. And then as soon as he tells his own Terminator, hey, these guys are fucking with me, and the Terminator starts to fuck with them, then he suddenly becomes all moral and is like, please don't hurt them, Terminator. And so the rest of the movie, he tells Terminator not to kill people. And that does not help their mission. Terminator needs to kill a lot of motherfuckers to get the job done. He doesn't need a teenager telling him to stop it. Quit it, Terminator. Okay, I'm done.
He's only supposed to be 10 years old.
Perfect coming of age.
Also,
story.
He's only supposed to
what,
be.
What? He was played by an 18-year-old on crack.
Well, Hollywood's weird, man. I don't know.
I love his buddy. His buddy in the movie, his little friend, has like the worst fucking mullet.
like a red-haired mullet. Like, I got red hair. How can I make it worse? Hey, you guys, I love red-haired people. I just don't want to associate.
They gave him red hair so you wouldn't care what happened to him.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I also recently saw Boy Erased and Beautiful Boy, and I couldn't tell you which is which. Title seems appropriate for either. Or neither. Could go either way. All right.
Or neither way. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Pete, here's the part of the show where I tell, you know Bert Kreischer?
Oh, yeah.
He listens to it sometimes, and I tell him to turn the show off because he doesn't like this next part. He doesn't like trivia games because he doesn't know anything.
I know the feeling.
Let the games begin! I'm not going to put this glass in the prize bag because I don't want it to break in there. Whoa. So we'll get you a... I think they have special bags that they put the souvenir glasses in here at the club. But anyway, Pete, what happens now is everybody made name tags that are generally movie-related. Did anybody put Pete's face on any of them? Because you might have known that he was going to be here. That guy did. So just pick one that you like for whatever reason. And then bring it back to your seat. Yeah, go grab it. You too, Tony.
Photoshop.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you can leave it there. Yeah, that was easy. But while Jeff figures this out, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, no sponsors this ep, so I'll just say see you soon, Los Angeles, San Diego, and New York City. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
We did it.
Don't worry about the thing on the back there.
All right.
Just tell us who you're playing for and why.
Name the movie, you mean?
Yeah. Omar, you picked Omar's name tag.
All right. So
he made it being Omar Malkovich. And he got your face in there. And Jeff's and mine. Hey, you saw Tony win the other night. Why didn't you put him on there?
What the hell, man?
You were there. All right. And what do you got, Tony?
I went for Gorillas in the Misty. Printed on this beautiful paper.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I make a really good gorilla.
Yeah. Haven't you always wanted to be held by Sigourney Weaver, though?
Yeah. Yes, I have, as it turns out. All right, what do you got, Jeff?
I've got Planes, Trains, and Caramobiles.
Nice soft round of applause. They put an Eddie the Eagle on there, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. San Diego, November 17th.
But that looks like like they got good representations of our faces too. Like you're skeptical and kind of you're nonplussed, and I'm gregarious.
I think I'm mostly like, why am I sitting next to this guy wearing a suit? Doesn't seem like me. Doesn't seem like something I'd do. All right, great job. We're going to play a series of games now, and the person whose name tag you chose will win the prizes if you prevail.
Oh,
so you're
okay.
Playing for Omar, and Tony's playing
right.
for Misty.
All right.
No, you can leave it there so I can remember their names. That's why they're name tags. And Jeff always likes to hide his from me very cleverly. There it is. Karen. Great job, Karen. This first game we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat.
I can repeat things.
This is a game where it sounds really easy, and then it turns out it is. But you got to be the fastest while being easy. I'm going to say the title of a movie. Could be a longish title.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say it slowly, and I'm going to start back at the beginning every time one of you guys guesses. You can guess as often as you like. And the first person who says the correct full title of this movie is the winner of the game. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Tony and Jeff already knew about this, but Pete's really taking it in. Yeah.
I got it.
Right?
Yeah.
Get in the zone, buddy.
Any questions?
I thought that was the movie.
Then why didn't you just yell out, any questions?
Because I don't know the rest of the movie. I thought that was the beginning of the name of a movie.
Right. Any questions?
Yes.
Et cetera.
No questions, though.
Okay, here we
All
go.
All right.
The.
The.
Well, that's not going to get you anywhere.
It was worth a shot.
Just repeating the.
The Aviator.
Yeah, see, that's more like it. He took a shot. You just said the, which I don't believe is the title of any movie. The Bingo.
The Dingo Who Saved Pittsburgh.
I'm sorry. Bingo. B as in benign. The tumor is B9. I love. I love bingo humor.
The Bingo Long Traveling All Stars.
The Bingo Long Traveling All Stars.
Band.
And
the Bingo Traveling All-Stars and the Harlem Globetrotters.
That's a great guess. No, the Bingo.
Oh,
long
Bingo
traveling.
Long traveling All-Stars, All-Stars and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
And
I knew I forgot something.
The Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor. If you know in the audience, don't say it. What?
Ow.
The Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings.
The Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings.
Oh, shit! I'm giving that one to Tony.
Yes!
Oh, nice.
I'll take whatever I can get.
I mean, mostly because he's not going to win anyway.
No. If you were here Thursday, you know.
Yeah, Pete, these first couple of games are more for fun. The winner gets to go first in the next game, and then I'll let you know when to really, really turn it on. I'll let you know when the big finish is coming and when this whole crowd is fucking psyched to get back out in that traffic.
I'm peaking way too early, Pete. That's what's going on.
Yeah. No, you're done.
Yeah.
That's the last right answer you're going to get tonight. No, I think you'll do okay. You didn't do that poorly the other night.
Well,
it was yours.
It wasn't good.
It was yours to lose.
I forgot Harrison Ford was Indiana Jones, Doug.
Right, but once you figured that out, you were on a tear. Let's play. Whose tagline is it anyway? You know how movies have like a tagline, like some advertising line that somebody came up with, like for Gorillas in the Mist, it's really clever and concise. She left everything she knew and entered a world few have ever seen to save a wondrous creature from the cruelty of man. She went further than anyone ever dared. Some say she went too far. I mean, seriously, why not just put a novelization of the book on the poster? Okay, so that's a bad one, but that's the idea of how these taglines work.
It's perfect, because it's all I need to know. I don't want to see that movie.
Yeah, but if I was one of the gorillas?
Yeah, I mean, if I knew, if you were in it, if I knew that you were playing one of the gorillas.
I look like a gorilla with a Hitler mustache.
Oh, you share a birthday with Pete.
My mustache does. Settle down. Okay. I'm going to say a tagline from a movie. Tony gets to start. I'll say a tagline to him. He gets to guess. If he can't get it, if he doesn't say the right title, then we'll move to you, Pete, and you'll have a shot at it.
All right. All right.
And it goes around like that. Each person gets a shot until we get it. And a theme will emerge at some point. And also, like, just so you know, I devise these games based on, I kind of have an idea who's going to be here and what might be fun to fuck with somebody in some way.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah. So, you know, just keep in mind that Andrew Schultz didn't make it. I bet this next game would have been super fun if he had. I still think it's going to be pretty good, though. I still feel all right about it. All right. Tony gets to go first.
Let's do it.
I'll tell you the tagline. You tell me the movie. One guess. Go nuts.
I don't know. The Nutcracker?
I wish. You know what? I'm sorry I almost interrupted your amazing guess.
Oh, it was great, wasn't it?
There's that new Nutcracker in the Four Realms movie. I would love it if it just said, go nuts. It's a sweet little ballerina and fucking Nutcrackers. But no, that's wrong. I was going to give you a clue. You just guessed too fast.
Too fast.
I was going to say it's not Operation Dumbo Drop.
That would have been good, though.
All right, Pete, what do you think it is?
Man.
Of all the movies ever made, let's narrow it down to one.
Crazy People with Dudley Moore.
Not a bad guess.
That's really good.
Yeah, because it's about people who are nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that go crazy. Jeff? Are you allergic to this tagline?
I have a peanuts tagline allergy.
Someone get an EpiPen.
Oh, I think he's got one in a little pink bag.
It's only the edging is pink, man.
It's all I'm seeing,
mostly,
man.
It's mostly light blue. Some green. Go nuts, is it that...
You know, the thing about Jeff is, his theory is if you wear enough colors, they'll match.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen, well, you guys, some of us like to blend out. What the fuck is the name of that? I don't...
Tell us about this movie.
Okay, listen, I can't remember the name of it, but is it the movie where the second one's tagline was Nutty by Nature?
Oh, the Nut Job?
The Nut Job. Is it the Nut Job?
Oh, yeah. Good guess.
Go nuts for the Nut Job. Nope.
It isn't.
Is it the Nutty Professor?
But yeah, you were really on the right track, Jeff, and no one got it. That's the tagline for the Peanuts movie. The Peanuts.
Oh, well,
I
haven't seen it because of my allergy.
Okay, so this next round, we start with Tony. Nobody's on the board. Get some points out here somewhere. Well, let me cross off Andrew's name. I don't need to have that on here. All right. Tony, what movie had the tagline? It's my new wilderness adventure.
Into the Wild?
This is a tagline with a point of view. Into the Wild, where the guy went out and died in the wilderness?
Yeah, it's perfect.
He'd be like, it's my adventure.
Wasn't it an adventure? It was pretty great.
It's my only wilderness adventure.
Talk about a movie with a lesson.
Hello.
Join me for my best and last wilderness adventure. Oh, yeah. No, it's
that
just...
That movie always bothered me, too, you know?
Right?
I'm going out, I want to live in the woods. And I'm like, you're in a van.
Yeah.
You're in a van in the woods. Shouldn't you be in, like, a hollowed-out tree?
Well, that's what he does, is he, like, lives in the van and eventually goes, well, I'm not going to die living in a van. I got to get out there into the real woods. And then he goes out and dies. I think that's the story. Are we talking about The Revenant?
Yeah.
I thought the tagline to End of the Wild is know your berries.
Oh, yeah.
I went back for that one.
I think it's actually the tagline is watch for that Vince Vaughn cameo. But what do you think it is, Pete?
Long shot here, but The Great Outdoors with John Candy.
It's my new wilderness adventure. That's a great example. That's a great movie if you like watching a bear being hit with a stick. There's a scene, when the bear crashes in on the door and it's on top of, who's under the door, John Candy?
Oh, yeah.
And the bear is like bouncing up and down on the door. Mm-hmm. To get him to do that, they're like hitting him with a stick. And you can like see the stick in the shot.
Really?
Yeah, it's thin, but you can see the stick whacking this bear while it bounces up and down on the door.
Oh, man.
It's fucked up. Thanks for bringing it up, Pete. Yeah. The name that's so close to PETA, you think you'd be more sensitive.
Well, one of my...
To all the animal abuse that's going on.
One of my favorite scenes in that movie is when the bear is on the hood of the car and he won't get off and Candy's trying to shoo him off. But now you got me so concerned. What were they doing to keep him on the hood of the car that I didn't
see? I don't know. Maybe they were freezing him and then put him on the hood of the car and he liked it because it was warm. So he just stayed there.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's terrible what they do.
It's terrible. Whatever.
I'm not advocating it.
I heard they super glued his feet to the hood.
Oh, no.
No?
Animal
they told him the floor was lava. The floor is lava. And he just got up there. It was like, I ain't getting in that fucking lava. I'm just a bear. I'll die.
Oh, man. Bear's still alive and well living in San Diego. John Candy, God rest his soul. That's karma for you, huh?
Right? Yeah, he died because that bear got hit with a stick. There he is right there with Jeff Tate's face plastered over him. All right, Jeff, you got a guess on this one? It's my new wilderness adventure.
Is it Benji the Hunted?
Oh!
Solid guess.
I don't mind that. I think that could be. Now I do want to know what the tagline was for Benji the Hunted. Oof, what a rough concept.
Rough.
Let's watch.
What an arf concept. Woof, woof. That's what I say to that movie. Woof.
Meow.
Wait, that's a never mind.
Is the guy they hired to stand out in front of the theater a barker? All right. Wait, what'd you say? Oh, Benji, yeah, Benji the Hunted. No, the correct answer is Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown.
All right.
Okay.
Tony, you're up first.
I don't know any Peanuts movies.
Well, what movie has a tagline, the Peanuts gang in their first movie?
A Charlie Brown Christmas?
That was a short TV special.
Oh, that's a good point.
That I always loved when I was a kid, and I'd go like to the bathroom or something when Linus made his religious speech.
I know. I know, man. Huh. Keep it off my TV.
Yeah, I'm like, get back to dancing, Linus.
I'm getting enough of that at home.
Those Peanuts always on their soapbox.
It was a weird tiny soapbox for a few minutes because it's a long speech, too. It takes a minute.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're a kid and you've got... if you're constipated, you'll still probably make it back in time. Because why would you be? Whose turn is it? Oh, you didn't. You guessed Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
What do you think, Pete?
What is the hint? The question?
It's not a hint. It straight up tells you what it is. It's the Peanuts Gang in their first movie. The trick is you just have to know the name of the first Peanuts movie.
Oh, is it the Peanuts Gang?
Oh, man.
And their first
that would be an amazing tagline if it was like the movie called the Peanuts Gang.
The Peanuts Gang.
And then they say
movie.
The Peanuts Gang.
It's the Peanuts Gang in their first
movie.
Might
as well have called it the Peanuts Gang in their first movie.
I'm serious.
Should be the whole title. Peanuts Gang, : first movie.
Very sensitive.
Yeah.
Peanuts Gang, first segment. Like Human Centipede.
Wait, what happened?
I did not make that film. I did not like that film because I did not see that film. It's so gross, right? Especially if you're eating peanuts. That was the whole reason they did the Human Centipede, is to see how far a peanut would go. So gross. Okay. Wait, did you have a guess?
Not yet.
Oh, he guessed Penis Gang. What'd you think?
The Muppets Take Manhattan.
That's not even the first Muppet movie.
I know. But the Muppet movie would have been less funny.
Yeah, the first one was called A Boy Named Charlie Brown. I mean, I don't know why they're... I guess that's why they made a big deal out of the gang and the tagline, because the movie sounds like it's just about one stupid bald kid.
Really mopey.
All right, so nobody's on the board. But here we go, Tony. This is your chance.
Let's do it.
I think you can kill this one. And by that, I mean pass it to Pete.
Probably.
Introducing Woodstock, the newest member of the Peanuts Gang. So in what cinematic masterpiece was that little bird introduced to the world and named, given a name of a not a thing you'd associate with a small bird?
I'm going to guess it's like the Peanuts and the Chase for the Great Pumpkin or whatever it is.
Yes, that's what it's called. It's Peanuts and the Chase for the Great Pumpkin. We all know that. Why are you looking at him like what he said was crazy? It's clearly called Peanuts and the Chase for the Great Pumpkin. You're right, buddy. You're right. I don't know what these... This is one of them Berenstain Bears things.
Yeah.
This is the butterfly effect in motion.
Thanks for having my back.
Stick to medicine, Tony.
Yeah, stick to something stupid like medicine. Leave the movie stuff to
pros. We studied stuff that matters. Pete, do you have any guesses?
I did. I had no idea they made so many Charlie Brown movies.
Right?
Charlie Brown, Snoopy's Got a Friend.
It makes sense. That's his first movie, probably.
Hey, Charlie Brown, Snoopy's Got a Friend. You got to make room in your house, Charlie Brown. Snoopy's got a friend.
Yes, it does.
Well, there's plenty of room.
Somebody's
going to
crash with you and Snoopy. What?
There's plenty of room in Snoopy's house.
Because he's on the
top.
Fucking roof.
Yeah. That's a big empty house.
He's never in there. And when he does go in there, it seems deep.
It's deep.
Seems like there's steps inside.
That goes down. Yeah. For sure.
Anyway. It's too cold. The bird needs to be in a house at night.
Right? Yeah, the bird stays inside with Charlie.
They put a little blanket over his head so he sleeps. It's adorable. You guys never saw Snoopy Cribs? Never saw that episode of Cribs? Snoopy's like, here's where I keep my bird, bitches. And they're like, whoa, what?
This is
I know, I don't approve of that. I mean, and
wait, Snoopy are you thinking of Snoop's Cribs?
It might be that. Is that not the same guy?
Yes.
Anyway, my guess is The Wash. Is it Snoop or Snoopy?
Who are you asking about? Are you asking about Snoop or Snoopy?
Is there a Charlie Brown movie called The Peanuts Gang in The Doctor Is Out? 5 cents. And that's the one where Woodstock shows up?
Nope. This one was called, and I haven't done this before, but a partial point is going to one of my guests, so that we'll hopefully have a winner at the end of this thing. Yeah, Pete gets a partial point because the title is Snoopy Come Home.
Oh.
Snoopy's got a friend. That's pretty close.
Gotta get home for the friend. There you go.
That's pretty close, man. You ballparked it.
That's it.
I said Snoopy comes home.
You
listen
did not.
To it. Listen to it back.
Let's play it back.
Let's roll it back.
Let's go to the booth. All right.
We're kidding, booth. Don't do that.
All right, so Pete's got, he might actually do it. Pete's got a part of a point.
All right.
We'll say you're point one for figuring out Snoopy would be in the title. But we still go back to Tony to start us off.
Starting strong.
For those of you who never knew, and for those of you who haven't forgotten.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a Schultz.
If you know it, in the audience, don't say it. Might spring into somebody's head. I doubt it. Any guesses, Tony?
No, I'm just happy to be here, Doug.
For those of you, I love that attitude. You might be back again. Hey, what's the numbers of the rock station in town? 98 QUPD, something like that.
98.
KUPD 98. Yay. I was on their morning show yesterday. Did anybody hear me on there? Okay, and of those people clapping, how many of you heard that and then decided to buy tickets to come to this? Yeah, that's what I thought. One guy? Okay, good. It was worth getting up in the morning. Got you here, man. It's fate. For those of you who never knew, and for those of you who haven't forgotten.
Oh, you, Pete.
What? Oh, Pete.
A Charlie Brown Christmas Part 2.
Terrific guess.
Yeah, like a remake.
A lady in the audience doesn't like it. Jeff.
Check this out, Doug. I think that movie is called Woodstock.
That is correct.
What? Oh.
Wow.
I started trying to stomp my feet to Tate, and I put it right in the prize bag. I'll move it.
Stocking.
I'll move it out of the way. Congratulations, Jeff. You did it. Yeah. Woodstock, the documentary from 1970. And even though Jeff won that game and he gets to go first in our last game, I still want to. I wrote down a tiebreaker, and I want to run it by you guys. And you guys can all just guess as often as you like. This is just for fun. What movie had the tagline, "Travel with the Peanuts Gang on their first overseas adventure"? A lot of firsts for these peanuts.
The Great Muppet Caper.
I mean, this title is great. I'm going to use this title in an upcoming episode for Live, Die, Repeat, because the title of the movie is Bon Voyage, Charlie Brown, and then in parentheses, and don't come back.
That's ice cold.
Fuck off forever, Charlie Brown.
Get your bald ass out of here.
Yeah, that is crazy that they called it that.
Oh, man. A boy called Charlie Brown, Race for Your Life. Charlie, it's already getting intense with Race for Your Life. And then Bon Voyage, Don't Come Back. Yakety yak. All right, well, now we're going to play it's time for the big finish. Jeff's going to get to go first in this game. And then we'll go to Tony and then to Pete. And then to me, Pete, because I play along in this game.
All right.
Yeah. It's called Last Man Stanton.
All right.
Just sort of a play on the expression last man standing. And the idea is we're going to get the name of an actor or actress from an audience member. Omar was the one who suggested Harrison Ford the other night over at the club over in Phoenix. And then we're going to take turns naming movies that person's been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But one time during the game, you can go to Omar and say, Omar, give me some help.
All right.
Yeah, he's your lifeline.
Beautiful.
And and Tony can go to Misty, and Jeff can go to hell. And
I got lulled into it.
And you're playing for Karen.
Yeah.
I mean, Karen, you're playing with Jeff if he needs you, so be ready, Karen. I always write down ahead of time some people on Twitter that reached out to me saying they've got a great name for Last Man Stanton, but I, there was a lot of confusion before the show today about whether or not I would have guests. So I was sort of focused on that, and let me see here. Did anybody write to me on Twitter and say, I've got a great suggestion? You did?
Yeah.
What's your name on Twitter?
Natasha
Willis. Full handle. I don't know if I like that expression, full handle.
Damn, I wish that was my Twitter name, full handle.
I bet you it's not taken, but if you want to jump in there and get full handle.
Check it out after. Don't nobody in here take it.
All right. So your name's Natasha? Yeah. Hi, Natasha. What do you do? Marketing. Somebody whooped over there. Why did you whoop? That's what I thought. What? A woman with jobs? That's really why you went woo? Because a woman that's here today has a job? It's a very vague sounding job. Marketing. Oh, you own a business. So she should woo for you. She just did. All right.
Y'all should just work together later.
They should get a woom.
Yeah.
All right. So, Natasha, please suggest a name for us to play today. Steven Seagal. Holy shit. A panel of men, the patriarchy. You had a chance to, give us something we wouldn't know.
Damn it.
You could have.
I still don't know it.
You could have said. But yeah, there was. I appreciate, though, that Steven Seagal, he doesn't come up enough. I usually like, current movie stars, not somebody that's probably sitting somewhere with his robe open. But So here's what we're going to do, guys. Well, Steven Seagal is still in play, but we're going to get a second suggestion. Did you write to me on Twitter? No? Okay, perfect. Over here...
Oh, she doesn't have Twitter. Marketing lady, is that a good idea?
Yeah.
To not have Twitter as a business person?
Oh, shit. Jeff, coming down hard. Oh, this just in from Chad Zumok. Fuck, I messed up. He listens to the show, so this will be fun for him. Where was that other... where's another person that tweeted that I didn't... That guy over there. Yeah.
There we're talking. All right, so we're going to do the films of Sam Jackson and Steven Seagal. You could say one for either of them, and that goes for your lifeline, too, if and when you run out. And Jeff, start us off, buddy. Samuel L. Jackson.
Jackson. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Did you know the L stands for ladylike?
Yeah. Ladylike?
Ladylike.
Yeah, yeah. It used to be two L's, but someone had that name already. Sam L. Jackson, that was already taken. He had to change it to just one L.
Go, answer.
I did, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, wait, what?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, Die Hard with a Vengeance, okay.
I mean,
I thought you were telling me you answered with a vengeance. It's like, no reason to get that excited. Tony?
Deep Blue Sea.
Mm-hmm. He makes a great speech in that movie.
Is it all about Christmas in the Bible?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How'd you know?
That's where he gets eaten by the shark, right?
What?
Yeah.
Doesn't he get eaten right after a speech?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like a surprise that he gets eaten because he's making a speech.
Spoiler.
But it would have been a bigger surprise if that had happened in Pulp Fiction.
But, yeah, it would have. Originally, they weren't going to have him get eaten by a shark, but he was late for the next movie he had to go film.
Well, that's
he's on a tight schedule.
That's a highlight
he makes
of that
32
movie.
A week.
And the producer of the next movie was friends with the shark. It was like, why don't you just eat Sam Jackson? Like,
and then come together.
Pete, what do you got?
I'll do Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. I gave you that one. I didn't mean to. It just happened. God, there's so many. I'm going to go for Sam Jackson. I'm going to go Jurassic Park.
Solid pick.
Hang on to your butts. Could be hold on to your butts. I'm never positive. It's hold on? Okay, hang on. Jeff.
Should have been hold on to your other arm.
A lot of spoilers today on the show. I mean, they're classic movies, so you know, you should already know, but if you don't, sorry.
The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Mm-hmm. That might be my favorite. Sam Jackson, maybe. And so many good ones. Tony?
I'm going to go with Steven Seagal.
Okay.
Cradle to the Grave.
What?
Yeah. Deep cuts.
DMX is in it.
I didn't even know. Yeah.
That was a movie that Seagal was in?
I guess so.
Oh, you can do either one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know some Seagal?
What's that?
You know some Seagal?
Under Siege.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which should have been called I'm the Chef. Don't look at me. I'm the chef. The cook, that's right. God damn it. We got a serious corrections department over here. Okay, so I'm going to go. I hope I don't screw this one up. Under Siege 2, Dark Territory.
Yes, that's correct.
Cool. Jeff?
True Romance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Most people don't know that Steven Seagal's in that. He plays Patricia Arquette.
Sam Jackson was in that?
What? Wait, Sam Jackson, True Moment, Romance?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I don't.
What is
he's
he doing
in real
that?
Quick at the beginning? He gets killed. Yeah. I'm not taking any of your shit, you guys. Like, I know this is.
I don't
true.
Think so.
All right.
This guy has a chin. I'm going to side with him.
What?
He's the what?
Oh, he does? Oh.
Whoa, yeah, listen to this guy.
Wow.
He can quote the whole line.
Fucking quoting the movie and everything.
Man.
I lick her foot. It's a Tarantino wrote it. Tarantino wrote the movie. So he's like, I eat the ass. I lick her feet. I watch her feet. I zoom in tight on her feet. I have a hold shot of just her feet.
Yo, Jeff.
There's a whole speech. He gives a speech in that one, too.
I'm sporting the socks, buddy.
Oh, yeah. He's wearing them.
Yikes, indeed.
Tony, do you got another one?
Yeah. Spoilers. Avengers Infinity War.
Why is that a spoiler?
At the end.
Oh, right. He's in the bonus scene at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a spoiler for people that are just dying to get out of the theater and didn't stay for the scene. People get mad now. Like at the end of Deadpool 2, there's scenes like before some of the credits run, but at the very end, there's no extra thing.
Like I'm mad about that?
Well, because they're still sitting there. Like they're forcing us to sit through the credits now, and then no payoff. But then the scenes themselves are often just a waste, not good. But anyway, just put it in the next movie. That's all I say.
Yeah, why not?
Let's leave during those long ass credits. Anyway. Pete?
Let's go with Sam Jackson's early work, Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Oh.
Yeah, you got a real smattering for that one.
Yeah.
I'll stay in the early times and go Jungle Fever. Jungle Thieves, I like to call it. And I watch it every Saturday night.
One eight seven.
Ooh, on the motherfucking
teacher. He was a teacher in that one.
Yeah.
He got
Tony
stabbed. It's not good.
Yeah. Misty, what you got for me?
Oh, he's going to Misty. His lifeline. It's very exciting. What's that?
Formula 51.
We're knocking down all the movies with numbers in them.
Thank you, Misty.
Formula 51, yeah.
Should I go?
Yeah.
Changing Lanes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That was just on my cable TV last night.
What a movie.
I had a lot of trouble doing that on the way over here.
You and me both, buddy. no one's gonna get that.
Do the right thing.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. Unbreakable.
You're so sad about it. I think the trailer for Glass shows too much, so avoid that if you can, if you're interested in that movie. Tony, you used your lifeline.
I did.
This is it, man.
Yeah.
You gotta...
You can have mine.
Rise to the occasion. Jeff wants you to have his lifeline.
Karen, do you know any...
Karen,
Seagal or
Karen, help out Tony.
The Incredibles.
The Incredibles, that's right. Frozone. Pete?
Hit me, Omar. What do you got?
Wait a second, Pete. Let's back up just a second. Just real quick. Tony said The Incredibles.
Mm-hmm. Incredibles.
Shh. What do you got?
Oh, The Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Say my first rodeo.
Damn this.
No reason to use your lifeline yet. Oh, shit. Getting the correct title sometimes. All these subtitles and shit. But I'll just go Captain America Civil War. No, wait. Captain America the Winter Soldier. Yeah, he was in that one. Winter Soldier? Yeah, he's all over it. There's that whole car chase thing. I mean, it's the one where things happen.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep spoiling stuff. Jeff?
The Negotiator.
Yes. Mm. That's right. Wow. Where you at, Tony?
I'm just going to throw a Hail Mary and you say, was he in what?
Jeff, what are you doing?
That's very generous.
I was asking him what he was doing later.
Was he in what?
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
Why are you looking at me? I don't know.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay.
A Time to Kill.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right.
The defense rests.
Pete, I gotta say, you are the man. He was in a movie called The Man.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Which could be the tagline to Shaft.
Oh. Doing it that
Shut
way.
Shut your
now?
Mouth.
You're doing it.
Talking about Shaft. Oh, was he in the? Okay.
Star Wars, Episode 2, The Clone Wars.
What?
Star Wars Episode 2.
What?
Star Wars Episode 3, The Clone Wars?
Oh! Do not attack him for that.
Yeah. I've had to shove all the movies out to make room for enzymes and shit. Give me some.
That's your loss, bro.
It's tough.
What's that?
Okay, what is it called again?
Star Wars episode.
Like, what do enzymes do when they get in there in the wash with the clothes? What do they do to the stains?
I mean, they dissolve.
I mean, do they attack the stain? That's what I'd say if I was an ad writer.
I'd say that too, Doug. Like, I'm almost like your clone.
Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones?
Yeah, that's it.
Whoa, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Wow.
I'd rather just get it right than have you guys walk me through these like that shit.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
I mean, I think we've established Tony's not going to win today.
No.
So we're just having we're having fun.
I think I'm doing this one right. The one way they can, is it called jumpers?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, jumpers.
Right. Yeah.
Steven Seagal does not look good in one of those, though. Oh, we haven't done it. We've been laying off of the Steven Seagals.
Yes.
I want to get back into that shit. Because Steven Seagal, not unlike myself, is above the law.
Yeah, that's a good one. Good one. Good one.
I mean, as far as I know, I'm pretty hard to kill.
Oh.
I'm still alive.
Oh, Tony, is this it?
I think so. As I said, I'm just going to throw a Hail Mary. Was he in Mississippi Burning?
Who?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, maybe. No, I don't think he was.
Nah.
But thank you for playing, Tony. Let's hear it for Tony.
Tony.
What do you got, Pete?
Oh, Omar, I need you now, man.
Omar.
What's that?
Black Snakes Moan.
Black Snakes Moan. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know
he
that
He said
one.
It right the first time. Black Snake Moan.
Black Snake
Just
Moan.
Just the one. I mean, are there any snakes in it? No. Nope. Just a chain and a radiator. Yeah, so Black Snake Moan has got Sam Jackson
Thank
in it.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, now I got to
Good
start
job, good job. Wow, I feel like we're really getting to the end of this. I feel like I'm on deadly ground.
Wow.
Doug, that was out of sight.
Oh, you guys are flying now.
He's too good.
Man, I got. Give me a second. Give me a second.
Okay.
He wasn't in that one. Wasn't in that one. I'm gonna take a guess here and say, was he in? Shit, I get. No hints left, right?
No hints.
What's that one called? The Butler? Was he in that?
What?
The Butler?
Who's Butler?
The Butler, wasn't that the movie called a few years ago?
I don't
ago?
Think he was in it.
But whose butler was it?
That was Forrest Whitaker.
It was Lee Jeans, the butler. Wait.
Did you say Lee Jeans?
No, I said...
Lee Daniels.
The butler.
Lee Daniels, the butler.
The butler,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't in there.
All right. No. All right.
No. Oh, I thought of another one, though. So you're good?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to tap?
All right, yeah, I'll tap. I guess I didn't know.
But you did great, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sir, for Pete.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's funny, too, because like a title will come into your head, and then it'll, then when you're talking about other stuff, it'll drop out again. I had a really good, really good Sam Jackson I was going to lay on you guys.
Oh, what is it? Because I'm still in.
I know. That's why I'm still in.
We're dueling Sam Jackson titles.
I think I'm going to go with a Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah?
I think. Cadillac Man. No, that's not it. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on. God damn it. It's not Pink Cadillac. Maybe it's something DeVille. Cruella? Wouldn't Steven Seagal make a great Cruella de Vil? He's already wearing long, big long coats. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Oh, you looked at the time and looked at him and...
I looked at my watch. I don't know what time it is. I was just doing something so I could keep remembering the title I remembered.
Oh, right. That's what I was doing. Huh. Jackie Brown.
Good movie. Good movie.
Well, that's pretty basic. Basic is the
oh, basic.
Movie.
Yeah.
That was too much. That was too much for you guys.
Yeah. Kill Bill Volume 2.
Oh snap! Have you seen Basic?
Mm-mm.
No, it's pretty good. It deals a lot with rules of engagement.
Oh, ah! Nice. Oh my God! But do they ever go on a trip anywhere? Like, would they visit Kong Skull Island?
Oh, maybe they were equipped for jungle warfare. It'd be super great if Jungle Warfare was the name of a Steven Seagal movie.
I know, right? I thought that's what you were doing. You were just discussing it?
No, I was like, I was hoping that the title would work itself out into the sentence, and then it just didn't. There's just no way. Like, it's all shoehorned when it's the Glimmer Man.
That's the one where they drive around in a Cadillac, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and Damon Wayans Sr.
Yeah, yeah, Keenan.
What?
It's Keenan.
Is it Keenan in that one?
Yeah.
That's Is it Keenan Ebony Wayans? No. Keenan Ivory Wayans. I always mix those up.
Keenan Ebony.
All right. Jeff Tate is our winner, everybody.
Boy, it's getting late. We have a hard eight out of here.
Oh, that's a good one. Hard eight. Yeah.
That's another movie.
He's
title.
Really great in that.
Yeah.
What else did we miss?
Like every.
Oh, Snakes on a Plane.
Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, how can we miss Snakes on a Plane?
Every Tarantino. Man.
Django Unchained. I mean, just name every Tarantino movie almost. Where's Karen at? Where you at, Karen? Oh, there you are. Congratulations. Oh, wait, I also have the glass. Hang on. Hang on, Karen. There's also this. Oh, shit. It's cool. We're good. There you go.
Don't smudge my signature. Well, actually, do smudge it. It'll probably be worth more. I got my glasses. Jeff, our winner today, Jeff Tate, what do you got to plug, buddy? What's coming up for you?
Oh, I got this. I just want to plug this podcast I make with my brother called Altered Tates. Listen to it. It's fun as fuck. It's me and my brother in front of an audience. It's great. He's not even a comedian. He's just hilarious. He's fun. I don't know how to make a better plug. Maybe the marketing lady can help me out later, but we smoke a bunch of weed. We talk about whatever we want to talk about. We had a Halloween themed, a fall festival themed episode. Since we don't celebrate Halloween, it's Devil's Night. Try to steer clear of that. We do a lot of it's a good. I don't know what else. Maybe you can help me. Okay.
She's gonna help you out.
Yeah, we work.
Yeah,
together.
Work that out later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Altered Tates.
Why are we still talking? Altered Tates. 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 Tates.
Tates. Tates. Tates.
Tony Weinstock, what do you got coming up? What kind of classes? What kind of?
Got some exams coming.
You got some exams coming up. Yeah. Like, what's an answer you'll have to come up with? Like phalange or something.
There's probably a couple phalanges in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Distal and proximal.
What?
Yeah, both.
I mean, I don't mind when it's distal, but when it's proximal...
Yeah, you're just...
No, thank you.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Great job, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You fought the traffic. You're already better than two stand-up comedians that could have been here today. You're already doing better than them. And good luck in your... When do you graduate?
2022.
Wow.
Okay, so, well, it was worth the effort, but yeah. I don't think we'll be here then.
No.
I have the bleakest movie trivia podcast out there. But Pete Corielli, great job today, dude. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I had fun. I had a lot of fun.
What's coming up for you? You got shows tonight over at Stand Up Live.
Yes. The Pete and Sebastian podcast. Check that out if you haven't heard it. It's me and another comedian, Sebastian Maniscalco. It's free, and we do it once a week. We got a bunch of episodes now, like 300 of them. So check it out. Pete and Sebastian podcast. Yeah. And it's been a pleasure to be a part of yours, bro.
Oh, this has thanks, been a lot dude. Of fun. Thank yeah, you very absolutely. Much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
I'll just say DougLovesMovies.com. And yeah, you did it right earlier in the show. There's no reason to. I don't know why I did that. I shouldn't have asked you to do it again. You guys are focused on how are we going to get home tonight? How are we going to get out of this mini mall and get back to our lives? But thank you again, everybody, for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Tempe Improv and Stand Up Live over in Phoenix. They got a new club opening in North Phoenix called CB Live, which is like Copper Blues, the restaurant over at the other place. And I'll hopefully do this or some sort of show over there sometime soon. I like how these guys are all trying to sneak away. Yeah, you can either just stay or go, whichever you want, but what this is no good. I mean, Jeff and Tony have heard the show. I only have to say the shitheads, and then we all leave. It's that easy. Pete has to go to the bathroom, though, so I get that. I also love how you go backstage and then just come out a door right over there. So mysterious. Show business. Oh, okay. All the shitheads are on nice little post-its. Oh, okay. Next show's in L.A. on Tuesday, and it'll be available for you to listen to on Wednesday. And as always, the L.A. Dodgers are a shithead. And Arpaio is still a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you. Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.